It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Beto O'Rourke made it official this morning. The former El Paso congressman announced via video he will seek the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. KUT's Ashley Lopez covered O'Rourke's close but unsuccessful bid to unseat incumbent GOP Texas Senator Ted Cruz last year. Ashley is now here this morning. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
So as I mentioned, O'Rourke lost that Senate race, but by an extremely close margin, especially in the deep red state of Texas. What kind of national profile does Beto O'Rourke have?
Well, it's a pretty big one. That Senate campaign garnered a lot of national attention because it was really ambitious. And, you know, he was in the spotlight towards the end of that. He's coming in now to this presidential race with actually a pretty big spotlight on him. That campaign, even though he lost by 2.6 percentage points, was closer than anyone was previously expecting. And sometimes exceeding expectations gives you, a good edge.
So how do you think O'Rourke's statewide Senate campaign here in Texas will translate to a national campaign on the national stage?
Yeah, if he replicates what that campaign did, which was, it was very tech savvy. They had this texting campaign. And so it was very like 21st century. It was a very unique campaign in that way. If he replicates that and also targets, you know, he targeted a lot of young people, like college students when he was running for Senate. If he does that again in the presidential race, that's a boon in a Democratic primary because that's a key constituency, young people, people of color. And he did really well among those demographics when he was running for the Senate. So I kind of expect he'd replicate those things. They were very successful.
So O'Rourke is entering, as we know, a very crowded field already of 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls. Ashley, tell us sort of philosophically and ideologically, what kind of Democrat is Beto O'Rourke?
Yeah, this is a great question, and I'm going to try my best to answer it. So when he was a congressman, he was actually pretty moderate. He voted with Republicans on some big issues. Like, I think everyone forgets he helped. There was this one thing, one bill where it was kind of deregulated Wall Street. It was like very unpopular at the time, but he has shown that he kind of votes in the middle sometimes. However, when he ran his campaign in the Senate, it was very progressive, especially very racially progressive. And so, you know, I assume he's going to be left of center, but probably closer to the center than, you know, someone like Bernie Sanders, for example. He's like the left flank of the party. So I think he's going to be somewhere in the middle. But, you know, it's kind of hard to predict. I guess we'll have to see, you know, as he answers questions about his platform and what he wants to do if he becomes president, we'll get a clearer picture of where he is now.
Well, and he is actually already in Iowa this morning, making an appearance shortly after the video came out. Ashley, how do you think O'Rourke can separate himself, though, from this field, very crowded field of Democrats? As you point out, Bernie Sanders further to the left, there's kind of a group there in the middle, though. How is Beto O'Rourke, how do you see him sort of separating himself or standing out from this large group?
Well, it would have to be tone. So far, he seems to be different in tone. He's a more optimistic sounding person. A lot of people who are running for the Democratic primary sound like fighters. They're really upset. It's a reflection of the time right now. It's a very contentious political sphere that we're all in. But he has been consistently, as like through his Senate campaign, been an optimistic person, just like a more genteel tone, and takes less jabs and is more about more poetic about like what he thinks America should look like. But also, I would say I cannot mention Beto O'Rourke and not talk about fundraising. That is what he was really good at during the Senate campaign. He really exceeded expectations in how much money he raised. And in a Democratic primary, that is a big edge. And that's a thing that could really set you apart.
Well, and Ashley, just to wrap up here, it seems worth mentioning that Texas has two Democrats now running for the 2020 presidential nomination, Beto O'Rourke and Julian Castro. How did Texas wind up that way?
Well, Texas is changing slowly but surely. Everyone's been saying that the Democratic Party has been getting bigger. I mean, who knows? It's also just timing. There are a lot of people running in general for the Democratic primary. So Texas is a big state. It is novel. I've been checking to see if this has ever happened before. I can't find evidence yet. But I think it is a sign that the Texas Democratic Party is growing and growing in profile. And it's an interesting, I asked a Democratic strategist if they ever thought something like this would happen to Democrats running for the presidency at the same time. And they said, absolutely not.
Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
You can keep up with more coverage of Beto O'Rourke's announcements and more news at KUT.org.